We're going to be reading an informational article called Kids Did It in Business. Follow along in your book as I read the article out loud. Remember to turn the page when you hear. Ready? Kids Did It in Business by Judith E. Renard. The Bug Buster, Adam Baratz, 10. Is something bugging your computer? Meet Adam Baratz. Bugs are his business. Computer bugs, that is. For years, Adam, who lives in Newton, Massachusetts, has been catching those pesky bugs, mistakes or glitches in computer software programs that can make computers malfunction. A computer user since he was 2 years old, Adam found his first bug at age 5. Today, he tests software programs for big companies, such as Microsoft. Program testers like Adam are called beta testers. They try out beta, or second, versions of new programs. The third version is released to the public. Companies use thousands of beta testers. But Adam, who started testing when he was 8, may be the youngest. How does Adam test for bugs? I play around with the program to see what it can do, he says. I feel like a detective. You have to work hard to track down bugs, or they can really mess up your computer. Adam gets paid for his skills with free copies of the programs. The best part is that I get to look at the programs before anyone else, he says. Adam has also written newspaper columns reviewing educational software for kids. Adam enjoys his job. It's fun, he says. I just really like computers. Fashioning a Success, Ebony Hood, 18. Minding her own business is fun and profitable for Ebony Hood of Washington, D.C. She started her own business selling fashion pins and scarves like the one she's modeling here. Ebony learned how to set up a business, order merchandise, and keep records in a special course at her high school. Ebony sells her brightly colored fashions at school and in friends' homes. During her first 4 months in business, she earned nearly $1,000. I love being in charge, being my own boss, and dealing with people, says Ebony. Now she's added a new business, baking fancy cakes and catering parties. What's her most challenging catering task? Not breaking the cakes. Ebony plans to use her earnings for college. To succeed in business, she advises, requires honesty, a good personality, and hard work. Greetings, Mark Wright, 10. When Mark Wright lays his cards on the table, he has quite a few. Mark owns his own greeting card company, called Kitty Cards. He started the company 4 years ago when he was just 6. I wanted to make extra money, says Mark of Windsor, Ontario, in Canada. One day I drew a picture. My mom suggested I put it on a greeting card. Mark did, and his company was launched. At first, Mark made and sold his own cards, going door to door. The cards really caught on, and people wanted more. So I hired friends to help, he says. About 20 young artists, ages 5 to 13, now work for Mark. He pays them 25 cents a card and sells the cards for about a dollar. He donates 10% of his profits to a children's charity. Mark's business has earned up to $3,000 a year and now includes mail orders worldwide. The best part of the business? Being able to do things like take my mom on a vacation to Walt Disney World, says Mark. A Sizzling Idea, Abby Fleck, 12. Abby Fleck of St. Paul, Minnesota, really knows how to bring home the bacon. In fact, when she was 8, she invented a gadget that does just that, called Makin' Bacon. Her invention is a plastic dish with T-shaped bars. You hang bacon over the bars to cook in the microwave oven. The fat drips off the bacon as it cooks, producing a crisper, healthier bacon with less mess. Abby's invention is now her family's business. How did Abby think of it? I was watching my dad cook bacon one morning, says Abby. When he ran out of paper towels to drain the grease, I said, why not just hang it up while it's cooking? Abby and her dad designed and perfected Makin' Bacon. Now it's widely sold. I'm proud I thought of it, says Abby. And it's neat to know my idea is now supporting my family. And that's the end of the article.